Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Are we back? We good to go? Okay, so let's go back out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. I mean, I'll tell you what, I had such a good run-up to this, too, so let me try this again, all over again. Host of the Picked Off Podcast. He's been talking about the national pastime for quite some time. The one, the only, grade-A human being as well, and he's in town for a baseball nerd convention, and I say that quite affectionately and endearingly. The one, the only, Bitter Mike Babbo. Bitter Mike, do we have you on the line?
Freddie D, how you doing?
What's going on, big man? All right, so real quick, tell the folks at home, you're a San Antonio resident. You've been in Texas now for quite some time, but you are in town for a baseball nerd convention. What the hell are you doing here?
It is the Society of American Baseball Research. This is their 53rd one. It is a Texas-sized speaker lineup, including Hall of Famers Ferguson Jenkins, Yvonne Rodriguez, your general manager, Chris Young, and your World Series winning manager, Bruce Bochy. That's going to happen tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, he is going to get an award. Not really sure what the award is, but he is going to be on a panel at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I believe Chris Young speaks at 10 or 10:30, but okay. You got all sorts of card shows. You got memorabilia shows. They're going to have some. They're going to talk about the 1989 World Series, Earthquake World Series between the A's and the Giants, of which I was there.
I'm guessing Mike Bassick's going to be. Mike Bassick's got to be there. You just said baseball, car trading. That's Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, and Mike Bassick's wheelhouse. So if you run into them,
These are guys from all over the country. They've been flying out here and doing this thing. I think last year it was in Minneapolis. Next year I think it's going to be in San Diego. But they've been doing this thing for over 50 years.
Wow.
And these guys just, these are the uber nerds. They can go back and rattle you stats off of guys you'd never even heard of. And this is my rookie season on this, and they actually gave me a badge and to put this little ribbon that said first year.
We need to start having that for all
Mike
media.
Babbo getting his first
ribbon in a tutu or what?
But, we need that for
carry any luggage. I'm hoping not.
We do,
but so far so good.
We need that for every media. If it's your first year, just a little ribbon.
You get a ribbon for the first time. I am here for it.
I think the college fight song. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I'm kind of okay. Now, Bitter Mike, you and I have known each other for damn near almost 10 years now. But you are a bona fide baseball nerd, and you wear that moniker proudly. Why are you just now getting around to this convention for the first time?
Probably because up until recently, I've had a kid in the house, and
that's
so
fair.
Now I've got all this time on my hands.
That's true. Little extra disposable income.
A little disposable income and a little disposable time. I'm not chasing them around in travel baseball or anything like that. So, my cousin got me into this. He's like 73 years old, and he's like, "No, you got to come to this." And I bagged off last year, and
okay.
He said, "No, you don't have any excuse because now it's in your backyard. It's in Arlington." Okay, fine.
There you go. All right, so let's get down to brass tacks, my friend.
Wait, can I ask an off-topic question?
You absolutely
first?
Can.
I'll ask an off-topic one, and I'm sure Fred will ask a more detailed baseball question. But I just want to do a little crossover right here. With the NBA draft that just happened, Cooper Flagg going to the Mavs, who is the Major League Baseball comp for Cooper Flagg for all of our baseball and basketball fans listening that maybe don't watch each other's sport?
Well, recently I think it was Paul Skeens, the kid who went to Pittsburgh.
Really?
He's the absolute no-brainer. And you see what he's doing. I mean, you know, first year out of the box, he was third in the NL Cy Young, and he is must-see TV. He pitches angry, guys. And so I think that is probably the closest analogy that I can come to.
I'll put that in my above my bed right now. Paul Skeens, come on. Yeah.
No, that, look, we'll take that comp all day, every day. Basically, and but Mike, the deal is, as you know, and of course, you know, you being in San Antonio, look, you guys, you know, outside of Victor Wembanyama, that's really the only name that jumps to mind in the last decade that you would, you know, without question, take over Cooper Flagg. So, and again, just real quick, how did you notice the difference? And look, San Antonio is a basketball town. I mean, the thing about DFW, yeah, as you know, is like, you know, you've got other sports, you know, obviously the Cowboys, but what did you notice from a just overall sports perspective? Cause you know, I've been in the doldrums a little bit when Victor came on the scene there in San Antonio.
Oh, it was a revelation because we had lost Timmy.
Yeah.
We had lost Manu. You know, and of course Pop has been, you know, he's finally begged out because he's been getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, the health issues, because, you know, Father Time is undefeated. And so this has been an absolute shot in the arm for this organization. And unfortunately, now with all of his nerve issues, we're not really sure if he's going to be back, if ever. And
yeah,
so the organization's kind of rudderless right now. And it's really unfortunate because San Antonio really is a great sports town. It's unfortunate because we're also a military city and we got a lot of transients. And so they can't really support a major league baseball team. I don't think that Jerry will allow them to have an NFL team.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got to just hang on with our Spurs. And so it's really a bummer that this has happened to him because he is such an incredible player and he's just, you know, he can do it all. And I just hope he can do it all, you know, and he gets healthy.
Well, Ash, a baseball question now, since we'll be doing some cross comparisons. The Texas Rangers, who one day are scoring 7 and shutting out, next day they're giving up 6 and can't get a base runner. Obviously, they get the W today. But yeah. I was doing some digging. Jeff Passan kind of doing his trade, guys that might be traded. The guy that came up for the Texas Rangers was Adolis Garcia. He said an 80% chance that he gets moved by the deadline. How much truth do you see in that, the likelihood of that, or is there another name we should be looking at on the Rangers to get moved?
Well, I mean, the only thing that makes him marketable is that he still has 1 year of arbitration eligibility, and his salary is relatively cheap. He's only at $10.5 million. The thing is that if you are going to trade him and move him out, you're going to have to get a bat in the lineup because right now you're pitching, even though you lost Tyler Mahle, you're going to get Nathan Eovaldi back, but we know that Cody Bradford's out for the rest of the year and, of course, most of next year. John Gray, we don't have any idea when he's going to get back. I think he's going to get an MRI sometime early next week, another MRI. But, look, if you're going to trade an offensive guy away, you're going to have to get somebody back. Like, let's talk about, like, a Marcell Ozuna, okay? He is a free agent at the end of this year, but he's a DH. Their salaries are pretty comparable. I'm thinking also maybe about Cedric Mullins for the Orioles. The Orioles need to be sellers.
Take Cedric
and
Mullins.
I think that they should be taking a look at moving him. They should be taking a look at moving Tyler O'Neill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Even though he's got a $16.5 million salary. So whatever you do, if you move out Adolis, you're going to have to improve on that spot. And I'm looking at some type of an outfielder like a Cedric or maybe even a Max Kepler. Although right now the Phillies are kind of hot and they don't want to really screw that up. And if you do that, you will be able to not have to give up any one of your hot prospects. You definitely are not going to give up Sebastian Walcott. No way. That's not going to happen. Right. Maybe one of your pitchers that's buried in your minor league system. But it all depends upon what you get back for him. Right. That's... And the problem with the trade deadline is these days is that there's so many teams that are still involved in the wild card hunt. I mean, the Rangers are only two games out of the third place wild card.
Absolutely.
Team.
No, I was going to bring that up.
Right. And so and the Orioles still think they got a shot. You know, heck, even the Royals still think they got a shot.
The Royals who can't get out of their own way, but yet they're only 3.5 games out.
Right. And the Indians, maybe they give up on Lane Thomas. But Lane Thomas is, I mean, you're going to be taking a big step back. He has struggled mightily at the plate. So the thing is, guys, is that they're actually playing a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
With this new lineup, I mean, he's, you know, I give Bruce Bochy all the credit in the world. He has done 70 different lineup changes. And now I think he's finally settled on a lineup of where he's got Josh Smith in the leadoff spot, Langford at second, Seager stuck at third, Semien now. I mean, look, he was the leadoff guy, and Marcus Semien's actually coming alive.
Oh, really, look.
In the four hole.
He really has. Ever since he got dropped to that ninth spot, he's really come along. But to that speaks to your point, though, Mike, and you and I have talked about this, you know, just in regular conversation all the time. What impresses me the most about Bruce Bochy is that dude just figures out, knows what buttons to push and how to get guys to play their best baseball.
Yeah, he's very patient, but his patience does have its limits, too.
Right.
I mean, if there are guys that are not performing like what he did with the Giants, then, you know, he's going to send a message. He doesn't care how much money you make. He doesn't care if you are the oldest tenured player, like a Barry Zito, with the 2010 Giants. Like, dude, you're not doing it. I'm not going to even put you on the roster.
Yeah.
With Pablo Sandoval, the third baseman / DH / first baseman, he was getting fat and lazy. All he did was have one appearance, three at-bats in the World Series against the Rangers back in 2010. And then they sat him down and said, lose about 30 pounds. But I don't think Bruce has any of those issues. These guys are playing hard. There's nobody slacking it. There's nobody dogging it out there. It's just a matter of, can Evan Carter stay healthy? Can Josh Young stay healthy?
Yeah.
Can Jake Berger stay healthy? And if he can finally find that lineup, I think the top end of the lineup, Smith through Garcia, 1-5, I think is settled. It's just 6, 7, 8, 9, that's where he's really struggling with. And for God's sakes, Jonah Heim, where are you? I just can't believe that a guy with this much talent is hitting .208, you know, or .212 over the last 15 games. If he could just get some consistency, because Evaldi's coming back on Friday, right? And so he's going to help that tremendously. And if he can get some consistency out of Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter, then things will go a lot better.
We got Bitter Mike Babbo of the Picked Off podcast joining us here, talking all things Texas Rangers. Real quick, you know, look, obviously 2010, 2011, you know, middle to 2015, 2016. And then, of course, this team goes on a bit of a dry run. And I saw a tweet earlier this week, and our boy RJ Choppy from The Morning Show tweeted this out and talked a little bit about it on his show, that, you know, this is a team in the Texas Rangers that, you know, were kind of, you know, an average to, you know, below average baseball team. 2023 come out of nowhere. And then, boom, we've seen this team pretty much scuffle and play .500 baseball. What is – I just question, was 2023 an anomaly or, you know, kind of – I mean, what is this baseball team right now?
Unfortunately, the 2023 team is reminding me a lot of the 2021 Giants team where they won 107 ball games and they just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the next two or three seasons, they just sputtered. I'm hoping that's not the case. Because I think the Rangers pitching is a lot better, and credit to Mike Maddux and his staff for doing an absolute bang-out job. And look, Jacob deGrom has been otherworldly. If they didn't have him, holy smokes, thank God that he finally showed up. We knew what he could do.
Yeah.
I mean, with the Mets. And I still think that Patrick Corbin has some gas in the tank. Yes, he struggled his last outing, but his last couple of outings before that weren't so bad. And Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker are still young. They still don't have, I don't think Kumar Rocker's got a season's worth of starts in him yet.
Oh, no.
Right? So he's still learning. And unfortunately, this is what happens when you have a high-profile draft pick, number three overall, I think, in the first round?
Yeah.
After he was number 10 overall with the Mets, and he had, you know, the celebrated arm issues, and it didn't go well. And so there's a big spotlight on these guys, and they still need to develop. They still need to learn how to pitch and not to throw. They still need to how to say, okay, how did I get myself into this mess? And instead of saying that, how do I get myself out of it? And so Mike Maddux is an absolute guru. I think he's the best pitching coach I've ever seen since Leo Mazzoni for the Atlanta Braves back in the heyday of the 90s. So what's going to happen starting with this homestand to the All-Star break, this is going to really determine whether these guys are going to be in the hunt, because mm-hmm. they got three at home in Seattle. Then the Royals come back into town here, and then they go on the road for a big road trip. They go to San Diego, mm-hmm. who face the Padres, who are playing very well, and then four against the Angels, the surprising Angels, who are playing 500 ball.
Yeah, they are.
And then right before the All-Star break, they go to H-Town and face the surprising Houston Astros, who right now are, you know, they've got one of the best players in the league in Jeremy Pena, and Jake Myers has been an absolute revelation. And they still don't have Yordan yet.
No.
And, it's Hunter Brown and
Framber Valdez and the Pips.
Valdez and 3 days of rain. It's just incredible what they've been doing. So this is a huge, huge section right before the All-Star break, so they can make a statement.
Couldn't have said it better myself, and you took the question right out of my mouth, because actually I was going to say, you know, just how big are these next couple of weeks, especially like you said, again, and me and Blake talked about this yesterday. I said this team needs to go on a run, and yes, you do this 7 out of 10, which is great, but then you drop 6 or 7 straight, right? So there's something about this baseball team, like, you need to go on a 10 out of 15, 12 out of 15, something like that, which I think this, look, you have the pitching staff that's capable of doing it. You just say, all right, can these bats get going? Tell the folks at home where they can find the podcast.
Oh, you can find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcast. So we're going to be recording it once a week. And actually, my boy Freddie D is going to be sitting in with me.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Oh, must-see TV.
That's it. And enjoy the Nerd Fest tomorrow. I know you will. Bitter Mike Babbo, I'll see you tomorrow, my friend. Always good stuff. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, gentlemen. God bless.
There you have it. The one, the only, Bitter Mike Babbo. All right, we got some more NBA. We got people just crying, bawling on television right now. What the hell's going on? We've got some haikus to get to as well. Topics are as follows: Cooper Flagg and Blake in Greece. But let's reset the NBA draft. We're almost done. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fans After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.